Hello there, I'm Fiscal Donoghue. People call me Fiscal Donoghue. And you are?
Chura, Mr. Valchura.
Come on inside. Now, as you can see, this property's ideally located, close to a wide range of amenities, most of which will be finished by 2040.
We won't be here that long. 3 years should do it.
It's a well-appointed property, a pied-à-tenant.
You mean a pied-à-terre?
No, pied-à-tenant.
What?
You can put your foot on the tenant and they'll accept any increases in the rent, because if they don't, the only other available rental is a sofa bed in a cellar next to a busy landfill.
Don't you guys have rental caps now? Right, and about the rental caps.
I think I've already answered that one clearly.
Oh.
Now, the current owners are PTSB, Post Traumatic Stress Bank.
Wow.
The borrowers owed them 800,000, but they're willing to sell it to you for 300.
300,000, right.
No, 300 euro.
Oh, and we'll still be eligible to recoup the full 800,000 from the borrower? Seems kind of unfair. I like it.
The property has a gracious entrance and exudes all the charm of a largely untaxed profit when you flip it on after hogging the site for 3 to 5 years, causing a housing crisis.
And not that I care, but what happens to the occupier?
Well, they didn't engage with the bank, so nobody cares.
Right, but if they hadn't paid their mortgage in 10 years, then why didn't the bank just evict them themselves?
Very bad publicity. No, it's best that you guys do it.
Oh.
Nobody likes you, and you're so much better at evicting. I'd be no good at it, because I'm such a happy chappy with a barely discernible air of malice seething beneath my communion boy fringe.
And they'll probably end up on social welfare or...
Oh, don't worry. We'll be asking their neighbours to spy on them in case they're cheating the state out of dozens of euro.
Right, but that's a lot less than your state bank will lose on this deal, so don't...
We need those dozens to pay for the biscuits and tea when we meet the bankers to admonish them over the tracker mortgage unpleasantness.
And how do you do that?
We eat chocolate biscuits in front of them and only let them have custard creams. It's very harsh.
Right, but the occupiers will end up in a slum.
Family hub.
Oh.
And it serves them right for only borrowing 800,000. If they'd borrowed 800 million, they'd be back on the yacht by now.
True.
Anyway, if you like this one, there's 13,999 just like it.
Get the pepper spray. I'm in.
Thank you very much for doing our dirty work. Back. Welcome back. We're talking Lewis overcrowding and delays. Stephen, you're on the lav line.
It's madness, Joe. Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I cracked another man's skull in Ranelagh just so I could get the last space on a Lewis to walk.
His skull? And were you on time for walk in the end?
No.
Hmm?
The tram scraped against a car a few seconds later and shut half the city down for 8.5 hours.
Katie's living in Sandyford. Katie, what happened to you?
It's just a disgrace, Joe. You know.
Take your time.
I pushed my way onto a Lewis and I had to abandon my 5-year-old daughter on the platform just so I could get the last space.
Oh, terrible, terrible. And was there no other option, Katie? None.
None, Joe. Oh. Well, I could have got the number 11 bus, but the bus stop is 100 yards away.
Oh, there you go. Well, on the line now is the Lewis spokesman, Phineas Fortune.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Phineas, you've heard the horrific stories. Cracked skulls, abandoned children. It's almost as bad as the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Well, Transdev and the council are shocked that putting the world's longest trams into Europe's most badly managed traffic system has caused delays.
Did you not think of building what every other half-decent city in the world has, an underground?
We did consider it, Joe, but we decided against it.
Why?
It sounded difficult.
Well, I criticise you, but I've just read RT's digital force strategy. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
But we have a plan. We'll be introducing even more of our extra long trams to the route in the coming month.
And the same extra long trams that got stuck on O'Connell Bridge early this month causing traffic pandemonium.
Precisely.
Could these new ones get stuck as well?
Almost certainly. Oh. Have you seen the road markings in this city?
Mm-hmm.
I think the council just gives the winners of the Texaco art contest a tin of yellow and white paint for an afternoon.
Have you any advice for commuters on the Lav Line?
We're advising passengers to start their commute a little early.
Sure. Now, how early?
The night before.
The night before?
Yeah, the trams are fairly quiet, so only two or three full ones might pass you before you can get on. No. If you really dig in with your elbows, really dig in there now.
We're almost out of time. Transport Minister Shane Ross is on the line. Good afternoon to you.
Chair, I can assure your wireless listeners that we are going to have this all sorted out very soon.
And how are you going to sort it out?
I've just approved the introduction of an even longer tram.
I don't believe this. How long?
The length of this tram runs from Sackville Street all the way to Sandyford.
Hold on a second. The tram itself is 10 kilometres long.
This is without doubt the quickest way to get from Sandyford to the city centre. You just go carriage by carriage all the way.
But basically you're telling people you're just going to walk.
But you still will be on a Lewis.
You're still going to be on the Lewis.
So don't forget to tap your leap card when you get out in College Green so we can charge you the penny farthing, whatever it is the cost is these days.
It's a shambles, Minister.
We'll throw in some entertainment. I know a man with a hurdy-gurdy.
That's all we've time for. Goodbye, ba 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 ba. Bye.
I'm delighted to open the Microsoft building. Another great achievement by me.
Taoiseach, what are your thoughts on the current state of limbo in Northern Ireland?
Well, I mean, how low can you go? The state of limbo, north and south, is very poor. Irish people are extremely unbendy and inflexible, though not me, as I've recently started yoga.
No, what I meant was the political limbo that exists since power sharing broke down.
Well, look, I generally don't give a coveney about what happens up north, but the reality is that no matter how much stick Bertie gets for burning down the country, he'll always have the Good Friday Agreement. So ideally, I'd love if we could all wait till 2018, 20 years on from the original, to sign a new Good Friday Agreement. Good Friday 2.0, with the pubs open for the first time. Hashtag Leo's Legacy.
Teacher, what about the serious congestion problem in Dublin City?
Well, it affects us all. I'm actually pretty bunged up right now, but we're through the worst of the flu season, and for now, the pollen count is still pretty low.
Teacher.
And actually, back in the Celtic Tiger days, every banker and developer woke up with a head cold every morning, if you know what I mean. It's a sign of a booming economy, really.
Taoiseach, what about the health crisis?
Well, I wouldn't call it a crisis. I'm just a bit sniffly.
No, Taoiseach, the hospital waiting list crisis. 52,000 children are currently on waiting lists. 15,000 are waiting more than a year.
Well, look, I'm already building one children's hospital, and by the time that's finished, in the distant future, all those children will be adults, so they'll be off the waiting list. Problem solved. Any better questions? You know, something totes less depressing, maybe?
Taoiseach, her.ie.
That's more like it. What's your question?
Do you have any good photo ops coming up soon?
Great question. I've got some sweet shamrock socks lined up for Paddy's Day. Justy Trudes gave them to me. They're just incredible.
Taoiseach, joe.ie, man.
Oh, sup, dude.
Oh, yeah, pretty good. And yourself?
I'm swell.
Cool. What are your top tips for getting shredded guns in the gym?
Okay, let's see. Gains, grains, pains and strains. I'll catch up with you later, dude. We can go through my protein intake.
Cheers, man.
Okay, who's next?
Taoiseach! Brendan O'Connor, Sun Independent. The economy is booming, like. Unemployment is down and you're amazing. But the country wants to know one thing, like.
Yep.
When are you going to come on and be a guest on The Cutting Edge?
Sure, well, you know, have your people call my people. Let's just totes make this happen, dude. Love the Cindo party, by the way, and say hi to Barry Egan.
Taoiseach, what about the Vulture Fund?
The housing crisis, gangland crime.
Sorry, guys, I've covered the important stuff. Taoiseach out.
It was just the TV highlight of the decade, man. It was outrageous.
I've worked with Spielberg on Lincoln, but this is far more important. Dermot Bannon on Daniel O'Donnell. Just, wow. I would nearly come out of retirement to play Daniel, only I don't think I could sing that badly.
Of all the Bannons I know, he's my favourite.
Seriously.
It was hard for me on the edge to watch this spectacle. Two highly paid icons who actually pay their taxes in Ireland. Insane.
People were talking about it all over the country, from Kerry to County Mullingar. I mean, there wasn't a person in the country that didn't see it. I didn't watch it myself.
In 2018, one TV show broke all the ratings records.
That sofa is just rank, isn't it? It's disgusting, like.
Room to Improve's Daniel Edition managed to entrance the audience after only 3 months of non-stop PR and promotion.
It's basically a house full of tat and gack. Ugh.
The face-off would go down in TV history.
Well, I heard that he puts massive windows on everything, which is grand because at least if I don't like what he does, I can just throw him through one of them.
I mean, the minute that Dermot and Daniel first met on screen. Wow! He just knew there was going to be fireworks, man.
Wow, Daniel, this is actually a really good space.
Dermot, this is the airport. It's not mine.
Donegal has an airport. I thought you all just burrowed from place to place.
He just seemed to be saying all the wrong things.
What we're going
to
do is really brighten up the house, let the sunlight in.
Yeah, this is Donegal. We haven't seen the sunlight since 1976. It was a very bitter day.
I watch a lot of TV, but nothing beats the moment Dermot goes into that room.
Just take a quick look in here and see... What? What? Very dusty room. It's never used. What is this?
This is the room for all me singing trophies.
Oh.
As an actor, I was awed at the way Daniel lost his temper. Even with my 3 Oscars, I just... How did he get such a rage?
I know I said your budget was going to be 200,000, but because I'm Dermot Bannon, I've ignored that completely, so now your budget is 5.8 million.
Oh, gee whiz, that's a wee bit much now.
Cut!
What?
Daniel, could we just get a little bit more anger? Just let yourself go, let that rage go.
But sure, aren't I after swearing at him?
We need more, Daniel. Just tell him, you know, oh, for f***'s sake, Dermot. Oh, what's happened? Did he hit Dermot? No, he's just fainted, I think, after you swore. Oh, look, the blood has got a beautiful red tint that really adds a splash of danger to the room.
It was very funny when Daniel took his wig off and, I didn't see it.
In the end, it was incredibly violent. I loved it.
So the budget has actually now gone up to 12 million. Please don't... And cut! That was amazing. That punch was fantastic. Magella.
My nose.
Let's do it one more time. Put more foundation on Magella's fist to make it look more like Daniel's, you know, more ladylike, okay?
An emotional roller coaster in Donegal.
I really cared what happened to that house because I do live in it for 6 weeks of the year.
Room to improve, the Daniel O'Donnell edition.
We like to think of it as TV gold, really, because it was so expensive, that's the only way we could pay Dermot. With a big van load of solid gold.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was the Francis Brennan one. And who's Dermot Bannon? Ah, Greece, the birthplace of democracy.
You are such a democrat, Evicheline.
Quite.
Except when it comes to letting the people have a say in your second term.
I don't know what you mean.
You'll be breaking your only election promise to serve just one term.
As Ireland's poet president, I see another 7 years as a second stanza rather than a second term.
Just go to the Taoiseach and tell him you want a second term.
Ugh, him. I can see his constituency from my study at home, his gimlet Tory eyes peering over at me from Castlenook with his triathlon triceps.
I'm ever so fond of Leo.
He's an anti-socialist, Thatcherite piece of...
He doesn't want to run anyone against you, you know.
But a popular, decent sort, nonetheless. And if my subjects like him, then I indeed might warm to him myself. But that sneering Micheál Martin, however...
He also says you should be unopposed.
However much we may disagree in the past, I do have a certain affection for his wise decision-making abilities.
But 7 more years, my manning. There's only so many times I can longingly watch The Crown on Netflix.
I expect they'll be making a series about oneself soon.
About what? The election when you went around Ireland in a Volkswagen Golf with Kevin pretending to like sandwiches?
No! It shall be regal and costumed. I shall be played by an actor of noble...
Danny DeVito?
Enough! Know this, my love. My second stanza in the Oris will focus on a most important campaign. To repeal...
Oh, I think that'll be over by the time...
Repeal the 12th. Article 12. A gross restriction of my bodily autonomy. It only lets me serve 2 stanzas.
Oh, no.
I shall require a 3rd. For I am the only thing standing between the Oris and perpetual ruin. Or as some people call it...
Yes?
Miriam.
Oh, meow.
Okay.
Right.
Hi, it's Ryan here to tell you to subscribe to the Cullen's Kicks podcast.
Yeah, you're sounding a bit subdued there, Ryan.
Must be your daily diet of jelly beans, very high in carbohydrate sugars. And I noticed your lung capacity...
No, it's just Cullen's Kicks was really mean about my show last week.
Yeah.
After all the nice things I said about them, why should I promote their...
Yeah, they're horrible about me too, by the way. Always exaggerating my laugh.
Whoa, yeah.
And you don't mind when they're mean like a bouncing big meanie miney momo?
Nope.
I love it because it makes me feel miserable, you know. And I enjoy that feeling. Whoa. Burns more calories than happiness. Well done.
Right, so they're just a bunch of messers. And I'll kick the Jiminy Crickets out of them, I will. Oh, yeah, you could if you worked in your posture. Sorry, what?
Subscribe to the Callan's Kicks podcast, especially if you're a target, because it'll make you feel terrible, just the way I like it.
Wow. What a strange little man.
Okay, well, that vote is pretty unanimous. Let the record show we voted majority in favour of doing absolutely nothing there. Okay, we're almost out of time. Lord Ross, you're usually good at filling up time.
He's not here, hey. He telegrammed to say his hansom cab is stuck behind a Lewis.
Zappone. Yeah. Anything about, I don't know, knitting Easter bonnets for Syrians or some such?
No, I'm all good, Taoiseach. Unless you want me to go out there. How far away is it in euros?
Right. Well, it looks as though the clock has beaten us. So, Taoiseach, are we not going to talk about him? Oh, God. The media are waiting for the wording.
Simon, is this in relation to abort?
Jenny Mac, the daffodils are out, lads. I think I'll just stand here at the window and stare at the daffodils.
Hi, I'll join you too, hi.
That's a wall ringer.
Well, tis yellow, so it reminds me of the daffodils. I'll just stand here a while. Move over, Heather.
The bubbles in the wallpaper remind me of the drumlins of Monaghan, hey. I'll focus on that and nothing else for the remainder of the week.
Guys, we just have to get through this. Okay, the wording. How about yada, 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 the Oireachtas will have the right, which they may or may not exercise as they see fit, and so on and so forth, to legislate for...
Excuse me, I want to say something.
What?
Anwyl Cadogum Dulgadi and Letters for a while, Masha de Hulle.
No, we have to do this together. Even you, Tánaiste Nóvanna.
Lol, Tish.
Sorry, where was I?
To legislate for...
Totes, to legislate for... The thing. As in for etc. in sickness and in health, till death do us part.
We do!
We don't!
What's that, ringer?
We don't want to break up the meeting, boss, but they start dismantling the cavalry and buswells in half an hour.
Oh.
Now that's a time frame I do have an opinion on. Hey! But what about the 12 weeks?
Well, if you're talking about how long the ribeye's been hung in buswells, then the last one there is a rotten egg. Not a fertilised one, others.
There's a beef Wellington with my name on it.
Let's hope you don't put your foot in it, ringer.
Oh, you absolute ledge.
The future is here. The future is digital. No longer the national broadcaster, RTE is now Ireland's national public service media organisation. After a decade of reorganisation, redundancies, downsizing, a catastrophic audience loss, RTE gathered its best people to figure out a bold new plan for the future.
But they all took time off in lieu and went daytime drinking instead. So we panicked and just copied the BBC's digital first plan from 4 years ago.
Digital first.
Yeah, digital first, because even though the player doesn't work, podcasts aren't monetized, and we haven't had a viral hit since Horse Outside, RTE is definitely going to make this work.
Our crack team of 60-somethings waiting for the pension to kick in, and 40 and 50-somethings who didn't take any of the packages and haven't got any training in over a decade, are ready and waiting to make digital first a thing, it has to be said.
Digital first.
Digital First is definitely a carefully thought out plan and not just something lifted from the BBC like I lift stories from the paper.
You pressed the wrong button.
Oh, Will, that was your fault.
Yeah. Digital First is a carefully thought out strategy to go up against the Netflix and Amazon. It is definitely not a panicky, knee-jerk, last throw of the dice by a management team that rather than dealing with the massive changes in the media landscape has just been rearranging the management deck chairs on the Titanic for almost 10 years.
Digital First is something I'm genuinely excited about, because now it looks like Michael D won't retire. I guess I'm stuck here for another 7 years.
Welcome to the future. Welcome to Digital First RTE.
You broke it.
What's my idea?
I'm just restarting it now.
It's just going to take a while to get back online. Right. Oh, thank God.
It's a Marty's dial-up party.
And we're back. RTE, digital first.
And doing everything last.
That's very unpatriotic of you, Dobbo.
A good tip when the RTE player breaks down, which it does all the time, just try opening it in a different browser. Yeah, okay, yeah, fantastic. Good luck.
There are
incorrigible Xanadu, Sean, a stately pleasuredom.
Mary-Louise O'Donnell there on shopping in Aldi. Dez is here with the sport now. All eyes on the Aviva, Dez.
What? Yeah. No Tadhg Furlong, no but Ireland will need to play to their very best against a strong physical Welsh side. Let's remind ourselves what we're capable of as we look back for the 1,000th time on the final seconds of that game in Paris with Michael Corcoran.
It's over! It's gone between the balls! France are absolutely destroyed! It's over! Sexton is Jesus Christ! He's the greatest man who's ever lived! Kill me now! Gouge my eyes out! I need them no more! Oh!
Yeah, it just never gets old, Sean.
If you play the tape anymore, it will start to wear out.
Yeah, Warren Gatland's been telling Ryle Nugent how his Welsh side intend keeping Sexton quiet tomorrow.
Yeah, the key for us is not to allow Johnny too much time on the ball. When he has the ball, he's very comfortable.
Warren, so if I can take you back to 2013.
Why?
Final Lions test against Australia. 3 days before, you dropped the greatest man who ever lived, ending the most glorious career in...
Sorry, what has that got to do with it?
But! Like Judas, you betrayed him! Like Peter, you denied him! Absolutely! What's that sound?
I don't hear anything, mate.
Shh, shh, shh.
What are you...
It's the cock crowing 3 times. Bah!
Next question there, please.
Right.
Yeah, the GAA. Dublin travel to Castlebar tomorrow night for a game against struggling Mayo. Random O'Shea has been looking at the form of both teams.
Well, what happened was
the All-Ireland champions have nothing to prove. Mayo's league campaign has been unimpressive, and the lengthy injury list means the game will be a huge challenge. By the way, I'll be charging double what I do for Arabic translating this one. The syntax is all over the place. Random O'Shea there, speaking through an interpreter.
Galway also going well, of course, Des.
Yeah, top of the Allianz, they travelled to Tralee on Sunday.
Yeah, what odds, I wonder, on Galway doing the double, Des?
Well, you'd be better off wasting your money voting for Marty to win Dancing with the Stars.
Are you sure you want to keep doing these reports, Des?
Well, it's either you or Dobbo, so, yeah.
Coming up after the break, we ask why Fianna Fáil are only waking up to the distressed mortgage problems now and not in 2011.
I miss 2011.
Why, Des?
Colm McCullough hadn't retired yet.
It's just gone 2:15 a.m. You're watching a Oireachtas report. Or to be more accurate, you've fallen asleep after a bottle of wine and a Chinese and left the TV on. Next up is a debate in the Dáil about abortion that never got around to actually debating abortion, and it ended in the usual way. Enjoy.
Hello, Deputy Breed Coppinger, People Against Progress.
Thanks, Lass Count Carla. The insidious arrival of spring is indicative once again of the abject failure of this government to defend the working classes from the unregulated spread of flora and fauna. Crocus is coming through in a laissez-faire manner as propagated by the bourgeois faceless corporate giants stalking the land.
They're all the dundrums. They're taking over Kilcullen.
Deputy Healy-Ray, allow Deputy Coppinger continue.
We've heard of the rights of spring. But what about the rights of ordinary people for whom spring is an invidious reminder of an unregulated capitalist market? Our free market economy and its fat cat bigwig foie gras bureaucrats steal the very fresh air from...
All this fresh air makes it very hard to smoke.
The arrival of the apple blossom.
Deputy.
The apple blossom reminds us of the unclaimed 13 billion from Apple.
Deputy Howland, your name is not on the list and your head is not above the table.
I will stand on my books.
Last Count Carla, this is a disgrace.
Count Carla, my name has been up for ages.
Well, that's been obvious for some time now, Deputy McSharry. Would you like to address the House before you go? Go ahead.
At last.
Order.
What I want to... What are we talking about again?
Well, we're supposed to be talking about the thing. Or you can just carry on talking about spring, I suppose.
Well, there is indeed a grand stretch in the evenings, Les Count Carla, which reminds me of all the poor stretched common people of rural...
Arrow, shut your mouth as Minister for Rural Affairs and Welsh
Minister. Minister.
I represent rural Ireland and so does my brother.
Every pint never hurt no one.
There is.
My number, Count Carla.
We will have order in the house. Deputies, do not howl in the house. You...
Oh. Welcome back. It's 5 to 9. I'm Dobbo, and before we go to the news, I just have time to tell you the actual news. Because what's the media obsessed with? It's the 8th again. The amendment, that is. What other contentious 8th is there, apart from the 8th episode of The Ray Darcy Show? That's even harder to repeal, believe me. Ah, yes, repeal. Let's fill the airwaves with more voices of right-on zealots and our streets with more fetus posters. That's what the country needs. Meanwhile, Ireland continues on aimlessly like a Healy Ray voter behind the wheel of a Land Cruiser at midnight on a Tuesday. The Face Palm of the Week award goes to the Department of Finance's handling of vulture funds. And by handling, I mean, oh, just carry on there, nothing we can do. Permanent TSB wants to unload 14,000 non-performing family loans to a vulture fund. That's non-performing, as in what they do at the Department of Finance when they see an injustice. Anyway, PTSB could just evict the borrowers if they're as bad as they say they are, but of course, they don't want all the bother and bad publicity. It's much easier to let a faceless vulture fund from abroad do the dirty work for them. There's quite a few of them as well, mostly named after three-headed dogs and such. They should just drop the subtlety and call themselves Bastard Equity Incorporated. It didn't occur to the bank to let the borrower buy their own mortgage at a big discount to save their home. No, no, the bankers were too busy back at the office screwing people out of their tracker mortgages and high-fiving each other raw next to a water cooler filled with the tears of homeless children. But Taoiseach Leo can't do anything because the government only controls 75% of PTSB. And, snuck in on a Friday just before the country preoccupies itself with rugby, Ulster Bank wants to do the same to 7,000 homes, but they still can't say how many tracker mortgage holders they've shafted. Nothing gives you confidence quite like a bank that can't count. Before I have to go get a paper bag to breathe into, I must remember not to take life so seriously. It's something I won't be doing as soon as I can get out of this three-piece newsreader suit and into a nice bottle of Chateauneuf du Pape. And I look forward to wearing my hangover tomorrow like a morning suit, tailored by the French with a neat trim of silken Panadol. You might as well just go back to sleep, Ireland, because as the kids say, you ain't never gonna be woke nohow.
Callan's Kicks!